Okay, we are on the bottom of Ayin Zayin and Mabez. We have been talking about two chatzeros next to each other with a large wall in the middle. And the issue is, are you ma'ariv, do they have to be ma'ariv separately? Or can they be ma'ariv together as one? What ways can you make them appear as one, as unified? Can you have one that has more rights to the wall than the other one? That was yesterday, where one is higher than the other one. Yesterday we spoke about ladders. What if you put types of ladders next to the wall? Do those work or not? So we mentioned if it's a kavua ladder, it would work. A non-kavua ladder, it doesn't work. So mitzri, salam suri. I forgot to mention that the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shinayin Beis Samach Zayin that even if it's one of those non-kavua ladders, like let's say it only has three rungs, if you nail it into the wall, that also would work. Again, you can make a non-kavua ladder into a kavua ladder, that also would work. Anytime that there's a kvius there, if it's very heavy, kovdo kovo, as long as it's kavuas, then it could be considered a pesach, and that would help giving the chatz the shei pesach, and therefore they'll be able to be ma'ariv echad. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to continue with a number of other cases of creating the connection between the chatzeros, or at least being memait the 10 tefachim height of the chatzah that you're in. So the last line on Ayin Zayin Mabes. Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Avua. Ziz hayotze min hakosel dalet al dalet. If you have a protrusion, you have a sill that goes out from the wall 4x4, or some have the girsa, look at Rabbi Hananel and the Rashba, just 4 length. Remember yesterday we had a discussion, according to Rashi versus the Ritva, maybe Rashi and Tosfos also, whether it just has to be a length of 4 or also 4x4. Rashi had said, which Rashi might also, Rashi though here has dalet al dalet, but some explain that it's, the ikar is a length of 4. V'niach alav sulam kol shehu, and you put a sulam on the sill. If you look in the pictures, this is picture number 259. Today's on a 12 picture day, so if you have the picture book, be good to have. Yiniach alav sulam kol shehu miyato. So if you have this sill in the middle, and the sill is not within 3 tefachim of the ground, so you can't say lovud for the protrusion itself, but you have a ladder that's leaning against this protrusion, and it goes down, and Rashi explains that each rung is within 3 tefachim of each other. So then you're able to say lovud, and again, you're able to look at it as if the sill is on the ground, and the height of the wall is not yud tefachim. Just like we were mamayid yesterday with different pieces coming out of the wall, with different istavas, so too here. V'lo amran elo da osvi alei, when do you say that the rungs of the ladder could bring down the platform, and you can use the principle of lovehood? That's only if the ladder is leaning against the sill itself. Aval osvei bahadei, but if the ladder is next to the protrusion, but it's on the side of it, leaning directly on the wall, like also in the same picture, the ladder is next to the sill, but not on it. So then, aval osvei bahadei, arvuche aruche. Then it can expand and extend the length of the wall, but it doesn't help la'inyan lavud, bringing it down to make it considered less than 10. So dafka, to be able to make it considered one long extension, it has to be leaning on it and not leaning on the wall next to it. Next case. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Abba Bar Avua. Kosel tisha asar, tzarech ziz echad lahatiro. Kosel esrim, tzarech shnei zizim lahatiro. Says Rav Abba Bar Avua, if you have a wall that is 19 tefachim high, 19 tefachim high, so one ziz can be enough to be memait. Why? Because if you situate it, if you put it 9.5 tefachim up from the ground, so then under it you have less than 10 tefachim, and above it you have less than 10 tefachim. So that's a perfect place to put it, so that way you break the 10 tefachim, and you have a ladder down, and you'll be able to say lovud, and in that way, it'll be considered that you don't have a 10 tefach mechitza in between, and you will say ma'arvin echad. But, kosel esrim, but once the wall is 20 tefachim high, then one ziz is not going to do it for you. Because, where are you going to put the ziz? If you're going to put it above 10 tefachim, then it's no good because you have 10 tefachim above you. If you're going to put it below 10 tefachim, then you're going to have 10 tefachim above you. Either way, it's not going to work. Rashi says, why can't you put it just above 10 tefachim and have the ladder come down and use lavud, even if it's above 10 tefachim? Why can you use lavud? Rashi seems to say you can't use lavud in that case. Rashi here in Dibur Maskel, Tzorach Ziz Echad Lahatiro, I'm sorry, Tzorach Shnei Zizim Lahatiro, echad kodim asara tachtonim. So you need one ziz under 10 tefachim, and then the echad lamala himenu. And then let's say you put it by the 9 marker, then you have 11 above. So you have to put another ziz somewhere in the middle of the upper 11. Betoch asara elyonim. Why? Deihavi gavoa asara. Because if you had 10 underneath, lachora, even with a sulam there, that wouldn't be good enough. Why? Lo havi sagi le besulam kol shehu. Mita dehavi akosel. Because once you have a full mechitza under you, then that can't be broken with a sulam using lavud. Similar to what we said in the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Once you have a yud tefach wall under you, then even a window on top is not going to break it. Because take away this window. Look, you have a mechitza, you have a full mechitza, and using what's on top is not noach tashmishte. It's not usable in an easy fashion. Like we said yesterday, walking on top of it. That's what the tashmish that we're talking about. So to hear from Rashi, it sounds like that, but you can't have it above 10 with a ladder, because that the whole point that we're talking about is using having noach tashmishte on top of the yud tefachim, and therefore once it's yud tefachim without a break, so that would not be allowed. So that's why you have to have it within 10 tefachim. But once it's within 10 tefachim, so that's why you need another ziz to break the more than 10 tefachim on top of that, on top of the bottom ziz. The Ritva here points out that 20 tefachim, mayi bekosel esrim sochakos. It must be talking about 20 loose tefachim. Remember we spoke about the two different ways to measure. Fingers very close together or fingers a little bit loose. Says the Ritva, it must be about talking about 20 tefachim, loose tefachim. Why? Ki kishataniyach aziz ve'echad bein tayim, lo sag yesh lo yisharu od shlosha od asara tefachim. Because if it's 20 loose tefachim, even if you put the ziz directly in the middle, you might end up with 10 on each side. So that's why it wouldn't be good. Dim lo kein, dim hayu mitzum samos. But if it's exactly 20, says Ritva, then you can win anyway. Why? Because if you put the ziz directly in the middle, so then the ziz takes up space, and you have 10 below and a 10 above. Less than 10 below and less than 10 above, if it's exactly 20. So that's why the Ritva says it must be here, talking about 20 loose tefachim. Israel, you're bothered. What are you going to say? You're about to ask what the Chazon Ish asked. No, you're not? Avidal Kapskos here. Says the Chazon Ish here, he said, quotes the Ritva, and it says, V'lo yadana lafarsho. I don't understand. What's the whole point here? The whole point isn't just a takeaway area. But the point is usage. Using on top of the ziz. So says the Ritva, so what that the ziz starts within 10 tefachim? The point is that the ziz has to finish within 10 tefachim so that you can use it on top of the ziz. Within 10 tefachim. So even if it's mitzum samos, it's not that the issue isn't the ziz taking away area of the 20 tefachim. The issue is using on top of the ziz. So says the Chazon Ish. Mashma da ovi aziz mamait. From the Ritva, it's mashma that the width is b'mayit v'zetema de ofi haziz b'dinu shehu nimdat im yud ha-tachtonos shari ola al gabi haziz. The point is to go on top of the ziz. V'kivish etzarech la'alos me'ha'aretz al-prei haziz yud tefachim lo mistalikle. And if it's above tefen to get on top of the ziz, that's what's bad. So you can't have that. The point is, you don't use the width of the ziz to be b'mayit. The top of it has to be within ten tefachim. So that's why says the Chazon Ish, even if you have yud tefachim mitzum samos, the old Gemara could also be talking about that. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda notes a limitation of what we just said. That what's going to happen here? You have these two zizim, one within 10 tefachim of the ground and one above 10 tefachim of the ground. But v'hu she'emidon zeh shelo keneged zeh. The zizim only work to get you to the top of the wall if they're not on top of each other. Right, if you have, like for example, look in the picture, in picture 261, on the bottom you have these two zizin, but they're not directly on top of each other, so that way you're able to walk from one from the other. If you have these two platforms, one on top of the other, you can't get to the bottom one from the below one, because it's right on top of you. You can't walk there. There is a machlokas here, the picture book has the sulamos there. Are there sulamos here connecting the zizin one to the other? That's the pashtus of what the Gemara says, that's what Rashi holds. Rashi says, that's what you have in the book. You have one sulam going from the ground to the lower ziz, one going from the lower ziz to the upper ziz. That only works if the ziz are on top of each other. So that's just a practical issue that you want to use this to be able to get up to the top of the wall. Amud Bereshis HaRabim Gavoa Asara V'Rachav Arba. Rav Huna says if you have an Amud in Bereshis HaRab. Okay, so now we're away for a few minutes from the issue of Mechitza between the two Chatzeros. Let's say you have a pillar in Bereshis HaRabim Gavoa Asara V'Rachav Arba. 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, which, as we've learned a number of times, that is a rishus hayachid. That's a rishus hayachid b'fnei atzma. But what happens with v'na'atz bo yaseid kol shehu? You drilled in a peg on top. So now you have less than 4 tefachim wide on top. Maybe. You have less, because the peg takes up space. So says the Gemara, Rav Huna, Miyato. You have been mamayit it, and therefore it is no longer a Rishus HaYachid, because it's not 10 tefachim wide, and therefore it's a Karmelis, because you have now taken away the status of Rishus HaYachid. How about Makom Ptur? But Makom Ptur, but this, there's sometimes it's a Makom Ptur, sometimes it's a Karmelis. This would be a Karmelis. If it's, we've said before, that it, with just less than this is sheer, could be a Karmelis. And this only applies if the peg is 3 tefachim high. If the peg is 3 tefachim high, then it's just considered like a bump in the road. It's a bump in the road, and then you'll just go over it in your usage of the top of the amud. No, they say, even if it's less than 3, still, it's memait, my time, a why? You know, you're not going to, if you have this peg sticking out from the top of the amud, you're not going to use the top. Ravashi Amar, no, the opposite. Afilu shegavar shlosha, even if the peg is higher than 3 tefachim, it's still not memayit it. The opposite of those shitos. My taima, efshad atali be'miti, because you can use it. So you can hang something on it. So you have this peg on top, so you can hang something on it. Hang your jacket on it, hang your knapsack on it. So that's why, even if it's above 3 tefachim, it does not ruin it. What if the entire top of the amud is filled with pegs? So you can't get to the natural surface of the amud. So what does Rav Ashi say there? Even though Rav Ashi says even if one of them is okay because you can be told that, what if you have all of them filled with sedos? On our list, Rav Ashi answers, Lo shami l'chaha, haven't you heard? Don't you know of the following statement? Amar Rav Yochanan, where Rav Yochanan says, Bor v'chul yasa mitzharif la'asara. If you have a ditch where you dug out some of the ditch and the dirt from inside the ditch is now on the rim of the ditch, and the ditch is, let's say, 5 tefachim deep, but with the rim, with the dirt that you took out, is another 5 tefachim. So it's standing, it's 10 tefachim altogether, counting this inside, standing from inside the ditch. But also included in that, Rishus HaYachid, if it's 10 tefachim feet, the Rashi explains that it's only 4 tefachim wide with the area inside the ditch and the area on top of the rim of the dirt that you took out. That all adds up to 4 tefachim. Without the rim, the rim of dirt around the pit, you wouldn't have 10 tefachim high and you wouldn't have 4 tefachim wide. So the rim is helping you. So the halacha is, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's all mitzarif la'asara, and Rashi says it's all the mitzarif la'arba, width-wise. And you could use, even on top of the rim of dirt, that's also called the Rishus HaYachid. So asks Rav Ashi, quoting the statement, V'yamai, why is that area on top considered a Rishus HaYachid? Halo mishtamishle, how could you use that? It's so hard to use, right? You have this top a little bit, of most of the area is down in the ditch. So it's very difficult to use that. Elamai is the chalomeimar. So, but what are you going to say? Demarach midi mishtamish. You could put something on that ditch. You could, let's say, take a board, put it across, and use the area. It is usable. So to here, hachanami, so to here, with the amud, with all these pegs sticking out on top. Demarach midi mishtamish. Also there, you could stick something on top and use it. Say for Sedra Vashi, it is still usable, therefore it is still considered a Rishus HaYachid in the case of the pegs, and don't ask any questions on that. Even if all the whole thing is covered with pegs, it is usable. The Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Tes Vav and Mabez, quotes a similar case. But Tosas asks from our Gemara, because the Gemara there on Daf Tes Vav and Mabez says, Amar Rav Chizda, is Rav Chizda in our Gemara? No, Amar Rav Chizda, Gidud Chamisha Umechitza Chamisha Ein Mitztarfin. And Rashi there explains, you have the same kind of case. You have a pit that's 5 deep, but instead of the dirt on top, you built a wall. Let's say you built a wall. You have a hole in your backyard and you want to use it as a storage cellar. So you build a wall that's 5 fucking tall around it. Says the Gemara, Ein Mitztarfin. They're not Mitztarif. So Tosas there says, it's Mefurish against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, right, according to Rabbi Yochanan, bar v'chul yata mitzarif la'asara. The bar and the wall is mitzarif. And there it says, mechitza chamisa v'gedudu chamisha ein mitzarif. Tosa says, v'kash l'rabbein atam. The omer b'shabes u'beberek basu de'erevin, the bar v'chul yata mitzarif la'asara. V'yafo b'sha zeba gova v'zeba omek. Even though you bring mitzarif some above the ground and some below the ground. What's the difference?
Oh, so says the Ramban in Shabbos. Says the Ramban in Shabbos exactly what Beryl said. And that is, when you have, the point here isn't just that you have different things that are connected to each other, one on top of another. But the point is that dirt from a ditch, that could be mitzdarif. That, there's a hemshach, that you can look at and say, oh, it's one connected unit. Says the Ramban, the Ikal HaMemar, Dav Zayinim HaBeis in Shabbos, Shaini Chulyo Sabor, Shekein Derek Kolabor, Uslas Islam Chulyo. Every ditch has dirt on the edges of it. So that's viewed as one unit. The tziruf there. Right, you're talking about building a halachic mechitza here. So mechitza, that's fine. Masha'enkin, if you have different materials that have nothing to do with each other, so who says that could work? So says the Ramban, that's why over there, just building some a wall on top of a ditch is not going to work. But here, by the chulia, it is different. Okay, so that's just to already have this Gemara fits with that Gemara in Gittin. The Rambam, interestingly, the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos has a totally different shot of what this case is. What the case is talking about the Amud with the Yaseid. Our Rishonim say it means that you put the Yaseid on top. The Rambam, when he brings this case down in Hilchas Shabbos, he writes, Amud Rishus Arabim Gavoa Asar Varachav Arba Hariz Rishus Yachid. So far, so good. 10 high and 4 wide. Na'at Big Gavho Yaseid Kolshu. If you stick into the side of the pillar a peg, so then afilu ena gavoa shlosha holvroy litlos biyasi l'shamish bar harizim ma'atov anatsa karmelis. That area on the side of the pillar is mema'et the height, and therefore it's not considered 10 tefachim high anymore, and that's mema'et it, and therefore it's no longer rishus hayachid. V'yemodendu elamina yasidu l'mala. You only measure from the peg up, and therefore, it would be less than ten. V'afilu mil'uhu kulo yisedos. And even if you fill the whole side of the pillar with pegs, harezim amayit govo, shari tolin bos, and I say this in b'sham shumahem. It's still amayit the govo, because you use them and it ruins it. Says the Ravid here. I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. V'eit shmuaso ola yafil afia gemara shalanu. Doesn't sound that way from our Gemara. The Pashas of our Gemara is that it's on top. The Gam Lashono ain't Yafi. Doesn't like the Lashon. The Magen Mishnah says it's very dachuk to fit into our Gemara. Maybe he had a different Girsa. Either way, it's a different Mitzius, the Rambam thinks, of the Yesedos and the Amudim. Okay, next. So that was a 10-line parentheses about an Amud and Yesedos on top being Mamayit. So now we get back to our discussion of the Perek, where you have Chatzeros in between. How do you bring two Chatzeros together, or how do you Mamayit the wall on one side? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kosel Asara Tzarech Sulam Arba Esrei LaHatiro. First we're going to read the Gemara according to Rashi. According to Rashi, this Gemara, there are going to be 4 Shitos in the Gemara. Each of the Shitos, according to Rashi, and again, this is, you can look in the picture book, this is in picture 264, I mentioned this is a 12-picture day, picture 264, according to Rashi, how far away from the wall do the ladders have to be in order to be called a Pesach, in order to, you're going to lean the ladders. So according to Rashi, they all start, according to all 4 Shitas that were about, all three, the first 3 Shitas, the fourth one we'll see is different. The first 3 Shitas, the bottom of the legs of the ladder are in the same exact spot, according to all first 3 Shitas. The question is, how close to the top of the wall does the ladder have to get to? That's the machlokas according to Rashi. So it says, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kosel Asara, and the wall is 10 tefachim high, according to everybody. So how do you take away the effect of a 10 tefachim wall? So the first sheet, that's sulam, Tzarech sulam arba esrei la'atiro. You need a sulam that's 14 tefachim long in order to lean, you have to get, according to this first sheet, to mamish the top of the wall. So therefore it says, Rashi, if it stands a certain distance out and has to be at least 4 tefachim out, says Rashi, because then if it's steeper than that, if it's closer to the wall, it's very hard to get up. That's why it has to be 4 tefachim out. Says Rashi, 4 tefachim out and 10 tefachim high, it requires a ladder at least 4 tefachim long, which we'll see in a minute is not mathematically correct. Mati's already looking at it inquisitively, but that's Tosa's question. But that is the first shita. Again, that it's 4 tefachim away from the wall, so thus you need 4, and the wall is 10 tefachim high, so for the hypotenuse, the diagonal has to be 14. So we already know a squared plus b squared equals c squared, that doesn't fit, but let's say for that, that's Shmuel. Rav Yosef Amar, no, afilu shloshes riyamashu. Still working within Rashi. No, even a ladder 13 and a little bit long. Why? Again, according to Rashi, the bottom of the ladder is in the same exact spot according to all 3 shitas. But, says Rav Yosef, even if it's within a tefach of the top of the wall, that's also good enough. Right? Because that's, one tefach is negligible. Abaya Amar Afilu Achadas Riyamashi. Abaya says, no, even 11 and a little bit. Why? Because Abaya Shita is, according to Rashi, as long as it's within 3 tvachim of the top of the wall, that's also okay. Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Amar Afilu Shiva Umashu. Rav the last Shita says, no, even if the ladder is only 7 and a little bit. He holds, as we'll see in a minute, look at the picture, that the ladder could basically be up against the wall. It doesn't have to be out at all, because even if it's steep, it's still okay, it's still usable, you can still walk up. So therefore, as long as it's 7 and a little bit, so that reaches within 3 tfachim of the top of the wall, and therefore, it is okay.
You can,
just gotta be a little skillful. Got to be a little skillful. It's not what
if you nail it
to the wall. We said mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah earlier that's considered kavua. But the question is, I guess the rungs have a little place for you to put your foot on. So that is all Shitas Rashi. Tosfos here, Dar Dibras Letzara, points out what we just asked, that Rashi seems to be mathematically incorrect, because if you have a wall that's 10 tvachim high and Rashi says you need it at least to be 4 tvachim, even if says Tosfos, even if you have 10 tvachim out. 14 tefach ladder is going to get you to the top of the wall, even if it's 10 tefachim out on the ground. Because, again, A squared plus B squared equals C squared, according to our math. So if it's 10 tefachim high, 14 and 10 tefachim wide, so that's 100 plus 100, 200, 14 times 14 is 196. So that's why, even if it's 10 tefachim out, it's going to make it. So Rashi has to be at least 4 tefachim. So that's why Tosfos, so I saw some Achronim say that Rashi has assumed that a couple times in Masechas Erevin, even if it's not mathematically correct, halachically, we always view the diagonal as adding up the two other sides. He quoted a few times where we've had those Rashis throughout the Masechta. Okay, but Tosfos has a different shot in this discussion. Tosfos says in the next Tosfos that the point here is not that it's all in the same spot, the legs of the ladder, but just that the wall... Also, it has to be close to the top of the wall, but the distance from the ground to the top of the wall has to be the same distance as from the wall to the foot of the ladder. That's Tosfos Shita, according to each of the Shitas. That's what he says. You look on the fifth wide line of Tosfos, in the next Tosfos. Hachi, dila olam tzarech laharchik asulam kishir gova shenishan ala kosel. So, let's work it out. So, according to the first sheet, the wall is 10 tefachim high. So, it has to be 10 tefachim out. So, that's basically a 14 tefach ladder, because that's the math that works out. That's what I mentioned before. It's about 196. What about according to the second sheet? The second sheet says that it has to be within a tefach of the top of the wall, so that's a little bit like 13 and a half. So 13 and a half, so if it's 13 and a half out, so then, I'm sorry, with 11, even has to be within more than nine, so a little more than nine to a little more than nine, so that hypotenuse would be 12.6. So 12.6, it says 11 and a little bit. The Marsha points out why each of these is one number off. But it's really 12 and a little bit, not 11 and a little bit. And that's Abaya. I skipped one. Rav Yosef says, Afilu Shlosha Sarmashu. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. According to the second sheet, it has to be within one tefach of the top. So 9 and a little bit and 9 and a little bit, which leads to a diagonal of 12.6. According to the next sheet, it has to be 7 and a little bit, because that has to be within 3 tefachim of the top, 7 a little bit of the 7 a little bit, which leads to a diagonal of 9.8. And again, here it says, Achadas Yamashu, which the numbers are a little bit off, the Marsha says why that is, but either way, the Yesod of Tosfos is that, against Rashi, the bottom of the ladder is not exactly in the same spot according to all three Shitas. It depends just based on, it has to be the same distance, according, the same distance up and across. Why is that? What the Svarah? Tosfos doesn't explain why that has to be. I'm not sure why he has that, what the Svarah for that is. Okay. Amarav. Oh, so just one important Ara here. And that is, what do all the Shitas seem to assume? That it's gotta be, at least in proximity to the top of the wall, this ladder. Either the top, mamish, or within a tefach, or within 3 tefachim. So asks the Rush. But what about all the Gemaras that we had on the previous Amud? You have this itztava in the middle, so as long as it's within 3 tefachim of the ground, let's say you have an itztava, like within 3 tefach, or the bottom one, the upper one, so it's the ma'it. So there was no ladder in those cases. So who cares if the ladder gets to the top of the wall? So it won't get to the top of the wall, but it's still ma'it, let's say it gets to the middle of the wall, it's still ma'it, the 10 tefachim. So what's the difference? So the first day, so Tosfos asked this question, at the bottom of Ayin Zayin Ayin Beis. Tosfos says, why do some cases need a ladder to the top of the wall, some cases not? So Tosfos says, it depends if your amud is 4 tefachim wide. Ladders aren't 4, the rungs aren't 4 tefachim wide, that's why it has to get to the top of the wall. But if you have an itztava, all the itztavas that we spoke about yesterday are 4 tefachim wide. That's Tosfos is and four tefachim out. I'm sorry, and four tefachim out. 4x4. So it's a significant area, and that's where Ma'ayit the Kosel. But the Rush quotes the Maharami Rutenberg, who gives a very important answer to understanding this whole blot of Gemara. The Maharam says we're talking about two different things. And it's very, you read this Gemara, you're like, which one is it talking about? There are two ways to solve your problem if you have a 10 tafach wall in between your two chatzeros. One is called miut, one is called getting the wall to be considered as if it's less than 10 tafachim. That's one way to solve it. So that's putting these itzvahs in between and making it less than 10 tafachim. But says the Maharam, there's another way to do it. You're not being mamait, but what is it? You're making a Pesach. You're making something that's considered a Pesach on this wall. You're not being mamait anything. It's still 40 feet up. But if you can have something that's considered a Pesach, so that's good enough. So that's the difference between the two Gemaras. The early Gemaras were talking about the miut option. The miut option, so you have this significant area, and you have this itzvah there, that's mamait. It's not called ten tefachim. But it's not that it's a Pesach. Says the Maharam, Ramanti, it's a call. Hani, I really need Zeshim, also Echad, me, Binyan, me, Eisla, Kosal, me, Eto, Adesara, Dali, Tashmisha, Benachas. So now it's Tashmisha, Benachas for that one. But, Avo Pesach, Lo, Choshev, La, Ari, Vechod, Avilus, Shekinegdo, Oza, Kayosibo, Emoshi, Yagia, Sulam, Barosha, Kosal. But why do you need the ladder to the top? Because it's got to be a Pesach that's usable. So that is a very important answer, which we're going to come back to in a second. You have to know exactly whenever you're talking about any of these solutions, are you talking about Miut? Are you talking about Pesach? Again, not all Rishonim hold of this chiluk. Sometimes you look at Rashi, Rashi puts them together. Because you're Mamayit, it's called a Pesach. But at least according to the Maharam, he explains why this ladder, in this case, has to be all the way to the top. We'll come back to that idea in a minute. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Sulam, Zakuf, Mamayit. Rav had a Mesorah that a straight wall, meaning not leaned against, but it's a very... all the way up against the wall. It's Mamayit. That also counts as a miyut. Gemara v'lo yadana my taima. I have that mesorah. I just don't know the reason why that is. So Amar Shmuel v'lo yada Abba taima da hamilsa. Abba was Shmuel's nickname for Rav. Didn't know the reason for this. Midat havia itzva gavia itzva. It's just like the itzva cases earlier, right? What are the itzva cases? That what are itzvas are up against the wall. Remember we had on the previous summit. So if it's up against the wall, so then that's why it so to here. The ladder could be up against the wall. It's not a problem. So why Rav didn't know that? So what could be Rav's answer? What could be Rav's answer? It could be that's a case of miut, and here we're talking about a case of Pesach. So again, the Gemara, the Rishonim don't say, okay, what, they just say, Shmuel, Rav also knew that. It could be that the Rav didn't want to compare the two cases, because one's a case of Mir, one's a case of Pesach, the two options that we just said. This is alluded to in the Ritva and Tosfos, because Tosfos here says, who's answering for Rav? Shmuel. Shmuel says, it's just like the Itzvah cases. What do you mean? Shmuel was one of the shittas earlier that says the Kotzel, the Sulam has to be 14 Tvachim long, so it could be all the way out. So what do you mean? It's just like the Itzvah cases. So Tosfos says, Shmuel's explaining Rav, but he doesn't hold that way. That's what Tosfos Dirmaskel Omer Shmuel says. Or the Ritva quotes, maybe Shmuel's just being machmir. That really, you don't need it, but it's just being machmir in the earlier cases. But then the Ritva quotes the same idea as the Maharam, where he says, where's the Ritva? Where he says, the linear to Lokashian, the Ahidala El Laheter HaKosel, Shuma Arvin Echod. Before, and we were taught, when did Shmuel say the thing with the halacha with the ladder having to go up to the top of the wall? So that's that to be Mata the Kosel, that they're all called one Kosel. Ubaha Ba'inashi Noach Tashmishto. In the words of the Maharam, you're making a Pesach. Vahaka Ba'ilinian Miyota Kosel. So miyata kosel v'tilish tamishbo, that's a different. So Rani miyata kosel, that's where he holds the itzva issues, where he holds the latter case earlier. That's Shmuel, that's Asiyas Pesach. So there are different issues. You always have to know what exactly we're talking about in the case. Continue. Amar Rabba Amar Pchia to kolim shem Bavel in tzrich and keva. Let's say you use pieces of these palm trees in Bavel. They're very heavy, so you don't have to do anything more than put them down. That's b'ma'it to the area. My time, kveidan kovatan. Like we had yesterday, their heaviness is koveya them. Either that you're not going to use them, or as we mentioned yesterday, somebody showed him say you're not going to use them, and therefore it's usser, but it makes it muksa. For Yosef Amar Boshia sulam shem Bavel in tzrich and keva. Also, the ladders of Babel don't require; they're also heavy. My time, Akveda Govosan. Mandar Sulamas Koshik into Kolam. The one who says Sulamos will surely say it about the Kolam, because the Kolam are even heavier than Sulamos. Mandar to Kolam of Sulamos low, because Sulamos are a little lighter. So you don't know if he would be Moda in that case. Boy, Minei Rav Yosef Meraba Sulamikan, the Sulamikan, the Kashin Baemsa Mahu. What happens? Let's learn Rashi first. Rashi says, let's say you have two ladders. Two ladders next to each other. You can look at the picture number 265. You have two ladders, but, well, let's say one ladder. We're going to talk about two ladder cases. Let's say you have one ladder. The first case is two ladders. Two ladders that are very thin, that are not really usable in order to go up. So you stick in some straw, some wrong material in between to make it wide enough in order for you to go up. But Lamaisa, you can't go up because it's straw. So does that work, though? Because theoretically, you know, now it's long enough to go up. So says the Gemara, Amar Leih, no, ain't kav regel ola behen. No, your foot's going to fall right through. So therefore, it's not usable. So it's not called a ladder with a rung. Kashimikan v'sulam ba'emsa. What about the opposite case? Let's say you have the sulam in the middle and you put the straw on the outside. So that we say, mahu amalei harikafaregal olbehen. That would be good. Because Rashi explains here that usually you go up the middle of the ladder. So whatever the middle material is, that would be good enough. So when you have the real ladder material in the middle, it's fine. When you have the straw in the middle, it's not good. Again, the Rambam here has a totally different shot of what the Gemara means. The Rambam says, what does it mean? Sulamikan v'kashim emsa. If your wall is made out of kashim, if your wall, your machitza, is a straw machitza, and you stick two, you have this big haystack in between your two chaseros, and you put the two ladders on, and if you would go up the ladder simultaneously, the whole thing will fall down. But not because of the ladder, because of the straw, the whole machitza is going to fall down. So what's that case? So the Rambam says again, it's the first case is in kav regel ola behen, it doesn't work. But what about kashimikan v'sulam be'emsa? So the Rambam says that means you have the whole thing is straw, but right mamish where the ladder is some kind of hard material. You build a little stone wall just to put the ladder on, but the rest of the wall you have cushion on this side, cushion on that side. So the Rambam says lemaisa, it works. Kav regel ola behen, then it would work. Okay, the Mefarshim say, how does the Rambam read the Gemara? But that's the Rambam. Chakak lahashlim b'kosa b'kama. Says Rashi, what does that mean? You have, again, a very thin ladder, so you chisel out in the wall next to each of the rungs, picture 266. The ladder is very thin, it's very difficult to walk up. So you chisel next to them in the rungs. So Bakama, how far up do you have to chisel in order to be considered that, you know, Noach Teshmishtei? So Armalei Basara. Rashi says that means ten tvachim high. Do that, and then the rest of it, even if it goes up, doesn't have to be chiseled out. Tosfos here points out that this is somewhat of a chiddush because you know if you can't go up further, so why is it good? Tosfos says in Dira Maschil Amar, he says v'yish lomer did he do chaka b'kosel el asara ein lachish elish yagiyusul mad rosh hakosel. It's okay as long as the ladder gets up. And you could go half a distance, that's also okay. Again, if it's a Sias Pesach, so then at least if it's called a Shem Pesach, remember, what's the definition of a Pesach? Ten Tzvachim High, four Tzvachim Wine. We've had that by Hilchos Mezuzah. So as long as it's called a Pesach, so that would be good enough. Even if Lamaisa, you might have some difficulty getting higher. This cannot... Right, if you're saying Miyut versus Pesach, so then what? Right, it still looks like there's more than ten tefachim, so it says it seems not to be going in the meat way. But that's why, right, the ladder's going all the way up. So we seem to be talking about in the Asiyas Pesach option. Rabbeinu Tam Tov, of course, has a different shot that you have to do it within, you have to get the ladder, Mefarish Asara, means to within ten tefachim of the top. So maybe he's holding the meat approach. So that might be goof for the 2 days, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. How do you understand this line of the Gemara? What if you have no ladder? And you just chiseled out in the wall. In order, it's like mountain climbing. You chiseled out in the wall in order, this is the next picture, 267, to be able to put your foot in and to climb up. So Amalei Malo Kumasa. That you have to do the entire wall. You can't just do ten tefachim. Maishno, why? What's the difference? Amalei Hasim Mistalikley. Hakalo Mistalikley. If you have a whole wall of this, it's very hard. You can't get up there. If you have a ladder, at least to the beginning part of it, then that'll help you be able to get up. But if you just have these inside the wall rungs, so then that is not going to help you. The Rashba here in Avodas HaKodesh points out that even if, let's say, the whole wall, you have to do the whole wall, it'd be okay. You should have to do it not one on top of another. Because as we said, to get leverage, like we said before, that the zizim have to be not on top of each other, to get leverage is the loka picture. Right? That to get leverage, it has to be like separate. Like let's say when you climb, you put one foot on the right, one foot on the left, one foot on the right. So this is the Rashba, that's the way it would work. One on top of another, you have to put one leg on top of another, that's much more difficult. So says the Rashba, that would be better if you put it not on top of each other. Period. Okay. Bar Minei Rav Yosef Mirabba. Asol ilan sulam mahu. What if you have a tree right next to your wall and the branches are very well situated, very well put, so that you could use the branches as steps, as rungs to a ladder, going up the wall. And you fixed it a little bit to make sure it's good. So, asal le'ilan sulam. You made a tree into a sulam mahu. Is that okay? Is that okay for it to be considered, again, a Pesach, a Miyat, whatever? So, Rabbanan. The question is, according to Rabbi or the Rabbanan, which Rabbi Rabbanan are... Good friends, Rabbi Rabbanan from a couple of prakim ago, Rabbi who says that in Hilchas Erev Tchumen, remember if you put your Erev in a tree, are you allowed, is that a good place, Makam Shvisa? So Rabbi held, we know there's an Issud Rabbanan to climb a tree on Shabbos, Asa Mishim Kotzer, so Rabbi said it's okay, because Kol Davar Shagazu Mishim Ben Hashmashas, Kol Davar Shahu Mishim Shvus, Lo Gazu Ben Hashmashas. If it's an Issud Rabbanan, you don't have to worry about a Ben Hashmashas, which we referred to a little bit a couple days ago, at least for Hilchas, it's a Hilchas Shabbos. That's so we spoke about the Rabbi Kiva Eger, it was Machalik between Olin by Elon and Hotza, that was, just remember that from a couple days ago. But either way, Rebbe says, any Durabanan, you're not worried about Ben Hashmashas. So here too, it's a Durabanan here. But, and the Rabbanan say no, the Rabbanan say it's Aser, even if it's only this a Durabanan. So, the question here about using this tree is a question according to either Rebbe or the Rabbanan. How so? Ad kan lo kama Rebbe Hasam, maybe only Rebbe allowed it there, was matur it there by Erev Tchumin, why? Called Darvashim Mishim Shvus Lagazol Ben Hashmashas, Hanimi Le Ben Hashmashas. That's only, he matted it, because by Erev Tchumin, there's one critical moment. One critical moment, that's all you need. So at that moment, it's Asher Ben Hashmashas. Okay, so Rebbe says, it's okay, don't worry about the Issa Drabanan. But here, Avakula Yomalo, but here you need it to be a Pesach. Here you need it to be a Pesach between the Chaseros for Shabbos. So that's why Rebbe wouldn't allow it here. That's what Rashi explains. Rashi and Tiboy LeRebbe in the second half of Rashi. Aval gabe eruv echatzeros, time emishem de pesach mashvi lehu charai de eruv. Vilo chazi lo tashmishte kula yoma, la pischa michri. You don't look at one moment. Is it a Pesach of this second? Is it a Pesach for Shabbos? Again, if something happens later, maybe we'll say it's still okay. It's still okay. But at least theoretically, at the moment that Ben Hashmashas, it's got to be a Pesach for all Shabbos. And here, it's not, because you can't use it, period. That's on the one hand. Odilma, the other way. Afilu l'Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan, who say that usually it's a problem if you put your Erev in a tree by Erev Chatzeros, it's a problem because it's an Issa d'Rabbanan to get there. But still here, maybe they would agree it's okay, because here you're just trying to get a halachic definition of a Pesach. So pischahu va'ar Yehu deriv yalei. It's really a Pesach. Literally, there's just a line on top of it. Okay, fine, yeah, but it's a d'Rabbanan. But that's a davar chitzoni. That doesn't ruin the definition of it being called a Pesach. So there's an Issa d'Rabbanan. But really, it's still called a Pesach. So that's why the question is Bein LeRebbe, Bein LeRabbanan. And now the Gemara, before answering that, asks another question. Asa'o la'ashera sulam mahu. What if you have an Asherah tree? A tree that's ne'evad, an Avodah Zarah tree. So can you use that? Is that better? Is that worse? As we'll see. Use that for your ladder. Mahu. Tiboy l'Rabbi Yehuda, Tiboy l'Rabbanan. And again, this is a question, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein l'Rabbanan, who we also had only one time before. We don't remember them as much as Rabbi and the Rabbanan. They had a machlokas, whether you're allowed to put your Erev on an Isser Hana, meaning on a grave. That was the machlokas that we had earlier. Can you put your Isser Hana on a grave, meaning you're not allowed to get any Hana from the Kever? Right, it's Asur B'Hana. So that was the machlokas between the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, so we're going to relate to that in a second. So Tiboy Rabbi Yehuda. So let's ask according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that it's allowed. Ad kan lekam Rabbi Yehuda Hasam. When did Rabbi Yehuda say that's allowed? By Erev Chatzeros, the Mutter Liknos Bayis Be Isurei Hana, that you could be Konesh Shvisa on an Isurei Hana by a Kever. Ella Hasam, only over there, Debusted the Kangula Erev Lo Nichalei Delintar, because there again, it's a one moment thing after your Konesh Shvisa, so you don't really care about the Erev. You don't need it to be guarded, so you're not really getting any Hana afterwards. And as Rashi here quotes, mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu, right? Mitzvos aren't given nitan lahenos. Even though you say an Erev Chaseros is only l'shem dvar mitzvah, fine, you're only allowed to do it for a dvar mitzvah, we might paskin, to make an Erev tchumen, I'm sorry. So then, but that's, it's not cool that the whole time that you're getting hana, again, it's the one first second, makam shvisa, at that moment of Ben Hashmashas, it works for you. And the fact that it stays there, so you don't care about that. So that's why you're not getting hana from there. Masha ain't came here, you would be getting hana, because it's considered a Pesach. Odilma, no, the other way. I feel the Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan again, who say that it's usur to be Konesh Shvisa b'Isurei Hana. Here, maybe it would be okay, because Pischahu v'Arya deriv yaleh. Just the aspect of getting a hana from the Asherah, it would be a separate Isur, but still the definition of a Pesach would still be able to be had. That's the question. Just as a note, the Ritva here says it must be talking about an Asherah of a guy. Because if it's an Asherah of a Jew, so then that has to be burned, and it's what we call Kitusei Mechta Shiure, which is going to come up in the Gemara in a couple days. Literally, it means if something has a destiny, a halachic destiny to be burned, then halachically we already view it as being burned, and it has no shear anymore. It's as if it's not there. Right? This principle comes up in various halachas. We have the principle of kala omid ligzos kagazes dami. If something is very long, it's as if it's cut off already. If kala omid leaves are, if grapes are already ripe, it's as if, regarding certain halachas, that is as if they're cut off already. So too, kala omid lisrof kasarif dami. If something has its ultimate destiny is to be burned, so then kasarif dami. Let's say you have a lulav, the Gemara in Sukkah, a lulav asherah. So Gemara says you can't use a lulav asherah, because a lulav has to be four tvachim high, and a lulav asherah is zero, because it has to be burned, and kituzei mechta shiure, it has, the shear has been cut. So to here says the Ritva, an asherah of a Jew, the shear is as if it's not there, because bitol, nullifying an avodah zarah of a Jew is impossible. If a Jew, Rahman al-Islam, worships avodah zarah, they can't do bitol. By a guy's avodah zarah, bitol can be done. If he's mevazeh, I don't worship it anymore, or if he sells it to a Jew, and it's no longer, the Jew is mevatelit, so then, it's fine. Loses its shame of avodah zarah. But an asherah of a Jew can't. So the Ritva says, it must be talking about a case here of an asherah of a guy. So where is that? Umustavar de bashir de goy askinan, de efshali de hatir of a bitl goy, de bashir de moshe, hakidusi mechla shiure. Okay, that's the Ritva. We'll get to in 2 days. On the Peyam Abayis, Tosfos argues with this. Tosfos seems to say that even by an Asheri, even if he's a Kedusa Mechla Shiure for other halachos, maybe here you don't really need an object. You just need a Pesach. So even if it's halachically not there, but Lamaisa, if it gives you access, it still would be okay. So that's the Ritva says maybe it's even talking about Ashera of a Jew. Okay, anyway, back to the quays. So what's the halacha? Can you use Ashera? Can you use Ilan? Machlokes. Omer Le, first opinion, Rabba says, Ilan mutter v'Ashera asur. The Ilan case is mutter, according to everybody. The Ashera case is asur, according to everybody. Maskel or Rav Chisa says, really? It should be just the opposite. Adarabba, Ilan sh'isur Shabbos goremo nitzar. Ilan, which has an inherent problem in Hilchah Shabbos, shouldn't that be more of an issue? Because that's the Shabbos problem. Asherish isur davar achar goremo Ashera, which is though it's an avodah zara avera, but still it's an iser davar acher, so lo nitzar. So that shouldn't be as much of a problem. So that's what's machlokes Rabba and Rav Chisda. What do we paskin? Machlokes Rush and the Rashba. The Rush paskins like Rav Chisda, Rabba like Rabba, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. Look at the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Ayin Bei Siftes Vav. Both opinions are quoted. There is, though, again, an important question that the Ritva asks here. What do we say? Asherah is, according to Rav Chisda at least, Asherah is mutter. 1 second. Asherah tree is mutter. What do you mean? But Asherah is also a tree. You still have the problem of kosher. You still have the problem of kosher. What do you mean? Asherah is mutter. What do you mean? Asherah is just an added problem. So the Ritva here says, Asherah must be talking about a cut Asherah tree. A talish Asherah tree. Because, or if it's a regular Asherah tree, then it's still going to be a problem. The Torah quotes, maybe it's a totally dried out tree, where maybe there's no Isser of Kotzer, which doesn't really work according to us, because we paskin, there's an Isser abundant to climb up even a totally dried out tree, if it's still connected. But then we have the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Gemara, who's Rabbi Kiva Eger? Rabbi Kiva Eger on this Gemara quotes the Ritva, and he says, you don't have to be Dochek. Yo, it's already cut off. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, an unbelievable Chiddush. He says, De'iker Dina, what's the whole issue of Ein Olin Be'ilon? Because you might come to be Tolish, you might forget it Shabbos. We're talking about an Asherah tree. You're not going to come to cut off. It's not for the Zara. This isn't you're going to forget a Shabbos. You're not going to forget it's an Asherah tree. You're going to forget a Shabbos. So there's no Isser to climb an Asherah tree on Shabbos. Just keep that in mind. Right? So there's no Isser. There is no Isser Rabbanan of Kotzer when it comes there. So it's attached. But still, to Macha Nidlash, Mamela, Vidavish, Name is Kabi, Mizel Shach Bashera, the Mehechatisi Yitlosh, Haasalanothi Menu, Vyath Bashera de Nachri, the Macha Nixos Avi Bittol, Bittos Olaman, etc. And then he says an even greater Chiddush. Ulachara Nira Yoser, he says, even if you're tolish from an Asherah tree on Shabbos, it's still not going to be Asur Daraisa. Why? Because we've learned in Shabbos, Tafayin Gimel, that Kotzer you have to do for what? Kotzer in a Chayel Asarach La'itzim. You have to need what you want. She's not going to be using this Asherah stuff for anything. So Moses is Malachas Shenesrich Lagufa. Malachas Shenesrich Lagufa, even more. Tosfos said that some Malachas have the Kavana as an inherent definition of the Malacha. Tosfos there on Ein Gimel Beis said. And if you're missing the Tzorach La'itza, maybe it's not Kotzer at all. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, so maybe there is no Kotzer Shaykh, not just because you're not going to do it, but because there's no Malacha Daraisa by Kotzer. Because you can't use this. And even if you want to use it, halachically it's not considered Kotzer. Maybe it is, and it goes backwards, and maybe it is, if you're going to use it, even though it's Asher Banah. Either way, that's another possibility, two other possibilities, without having to say that it's already cut. Either that you're not Choshesh, because it's an Asherah tree, or it's not, even if you would do it, it wouldn't be Asher Daraisa. Let's just finish up. It's Marnami, Gias Rabban Amar Abazav Amlo Amar Rivo Amar Yochanan, Kosh is a Shabbos Garim Lo Usr, Kosh is a Dabrachar Garim Lo Mutter. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Shabbos is Usr and Dabrachar is Mutter, like Rav Chisda. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Masliyachi, he has a third pshat. Elon Pukta Rebbe Rabbanan, Asher Pukta Rebbe Yehuda Rabbanan. We said before the question is according to either Shita, Lamaisa, Zamachlokes. The Shitas would still be consistent and they would hold there, here, what they held there as well. So three different Shitas we ended up with. Again, remember the Shulchan Aruch quotes both Deos, that of the Rush, who passes like Rav Chisda, and that of the Rambam, who quotes Paskins like Rabba. Okay, we'll stop here. Shall we continue tomorrow? Agutin. Talmud Torah, can I get Kulam? Day or night? We usually say low plug. By a case of Asherah.
Yeah, I mean, in case of climbing a tree.
Climbing a tree, right? So that's what he, by the answer of the Yavish case, that's what he asked. So it was said that it's Yavish, so it should be Asher anyway. It's a low plug. That's what we pass. Again. Okay.